And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
So you're telling me it's already that kind of day, huh?
Oh,
it is already that kind of day.
Face your fears Friday.
Welcome to Friday, everybody. The show with Jen and Truda for the 7th of October at 6:07 in the morning. It's fall weather, finally.
Were you giving a shakedown to the security guy downstairs trying to find out?
I wasn't giving a shakedown of anything. He was telling me. He said, good luck on your Face Your Fears Friday.
Because I told him, I gave him a little sneak peek at what was
happening.
See,
he had no, there was no idea that he even knew anything of what's going on.
Oh.
So I'm going to go get some more tea. I'll be right back.
Make sure you're here by, I don't care, as long as you're here by 7:30, that's fine. You've got an hour 20.
What if I just run out?
Well, then I think we all know.
I think we all know
that
what?
I get to call you chicken for the rest of your life.
I don't care. Do you think I care? Does it look like it matters to me what anybody calls me?
It's going
to
be fine.
It's not going to be fine. I don't think so.
By fine, I mean you may be angry at me forever. But
probably.
Aside from that, how's your day?
Well, it's... I wore the jacket today for the first time.
It is chilly.
I slept with the windows open.
Yeah.
You know, they always say you sleep like a baby when you are in cold weather.
Ideal.
Like if your room is cold.
Yeah, 65 degrees, they say, is the ideal sleeping temperature.
So I had my windows open last night.
Yeah.
Slept like a baby.
Perfect.
Great sleep this morning. Felt great. And you know, I knew it was fall, too. I got the first official low tire pressure warning on my car.
Okay.
So,
I would
you
not
can judge by that.
Notice, boom. Because every single light that can be lit up on my panel, and I'm not kidding. And when I take my car in and say, I think something's wrong, they're like, everything's wrong. The rack and pinion leaks.
Where
the alignment's
start?
Off. The brakes are bad. Every part of this car is wrong.
Well, I'm glad that you're driving a safe car.
Yeah. Literally.
It's lit up like the dashboard on Sully's plane.
Every single light that can. And this morning, even the fuel light. I got in and I'm like running late. And I looked down. I'm like, that's right. I needed gas. So I got to make that stop.
You know, and I'm with you. Sometimes do you curse yourself as a person? So, I mean, I know what kind of person I am. And I was running late, you know, because the big boss is in town this week. And we've been talking and trying to work on some stuff. And so I'm getting out of the door here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not late to pick up Addie, but I'm just at that cusp of time.
Right.
Every day this week. And I get in the car yesterday with just the right amount of time to get there. And ding, 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 the fuel light comes on. And I literally said out loud, Brian, you idiot. Golly, come on. Get it together. I'm just trying to turn it around. But, man, it's hard.
I'm such a nerd that I was mad because then I couldn't use my Hy-Vee fuel card because I didn't have time to go to Hy-Vee to get gas. So then I had to pay full price. And that made me very angry.
Could have gone to Casey's.
That's true. I don't have them here, though.
There's one right by our house. See. All right, 6:10 in the morning. Let's get the show, for better or for worse, started, and we'll wrap it up right after 10 items or less.
No,
great day,
not.
Everybody. Have a good weekend. See ya.
How about Hurricane Matthew, man? Grew to a potentially catastrophic Category 4 storm yesterday as it closed in on Florida, with forecasters saying that in addition to 140-mile-per-hour winds and a potential of 15 inches in some areas, the major threat to the eastern coast of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina is a possible storm surge of 9 feet or more. Matthew was expected to make landfall or come very close to doing so early today north of West Palm Beach and then slowly move north for about 12 hours. Over 2 million people in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina have been told to evacuate and take the threat seriously.
I was watching it on the Weather Channel last night. It is unbelievable, the round-the-clock coverage there. And how about this? The people who said, no, we're not leaving.
There's so many.
I mean, like this guy.
So you live down the street, so you chose not to evacuate. Why?
I'm going to my mom's house right across the street.
Yeah, is it safer?
I don't know, but I think I think we'll be okay.
Well, it's across the street.
Yeah.
Why not?
I love the people that say I'm staying to protect my house. Really? You're okay? How are you? I don't understand.
House isn't going to protect you.
Yeah.
Shepard Smith from Fox, by the way, coming under fire for his dire predictions and warnings. Did you hear this?
No.
See this? Melbourne, Daytona Beach, all the way up to Jacksonville. This moves 20 miles to the west, and you and everyone you know are dead.
Wow.
All of you. Because you can't survive it. It's not possible unless you're very, very lucky. And your kids die, too.
Okay.
Big words from Shep Smith there.
Looks like even Mickey and Minnie are no match for Matthew. Disney has announced Walt Disney World will be closed today. Hurricane Matthew has already led Universal and SeaWorld to close their parks until Saturday. Disney hasn't set its plans for tomorrow. And our friend Donna, she was heading down there. Is she down there now?
She is. I feel bad because the 7th was supposed to be their first day at Disney.
And she has been planning this trip and planning. And oh no. And it's closed.
Yeah.
We should call her and
check in. And she is like right in the middle of all this stuff now.
It's just crazy.
Feel bad for her.
Researchers say there's a limit to how long people can live, and we have reached it. A new report says it's unlikely that life expectancy will continue to rise any more than where it is right now. Researchers say the human family reached the maximum lifespan expectancy in the 1990s. The report says it's incredibly unlikely that anyone will ever live to be older than 125.
Oh, man. Well, there goes that.
And for Brian, I would say it's 7:45 this morning. That may be the end. I'm not saying you're going to die.
Well, I don't know about me, somebody here is going to get it.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The Kardashians are finally speaking up about Kim Kardashian's Paris robbery. The reality TV star was reportedly held at gunpoint by several men dressed as police officers inside her Paris hotel room last weekend. She was tied up, gagged, and robbed of almost $10 million worth of jewelry.
Kim Kardashian.
Kardashians have been quiet on social media since the robbery, but Kim's sister, Kourtney, has now broken the silence with a quote from her daily devotional. Kourtney tweeted in part, "Some of the world's most miserable people are those whose circumstances seem the most enviable."
Donald Trump.
Caitlyn Jenner is also showing support for her stepdaughter, saying on Instagram, "I'm so grateful she's okay." Kim Kardashian announced that she'll be taking a month off work and plans to scale back her social media presence immensely.
What work?
She's taking a month off of work. She'll no longer be at nightclubs for a whole month.
What?
I say
thank you. That doesn't
even
make sense.
Does this mean we don't have to hear from Kim Kardashian for a month? Because if that's what that took was a robbery, then I say yes. Someone robbed her once a month.
There's no work being done.
Forbes released its list of the world's highest paid TV hosts for 2016, and Dr. Phil McGraw took first place with his $88 million earnings.
Dick Clark.
McGraw earned his highest ever total this year due to a big cut of profits from the Dr. Phil show. He was followed by Ellen DeGeneres with $75 million, Ryan Seacrest with $55 million, and Judge Judy with $47
million. Gary Coleman.
Lady Gaga.
Where was he on that list?
Not on this list.
No, can't believe that.
Lady Gaga.
How come you never see Different Strokes in reruns, by the way?
You don't now, do you?
No, it's nowhere to be found.
Uh-uh. It'll come back at some point. Lady Gaga and the Rolling Stones are debuting custom Twitter emojis to promote their upcoming albums. Fans of the pop star and rock royalty act are using a pink hat-wearing Gaga and Stones' iconic tongue and lips logo when tweeting about their forthcoming Joanne and Blue and Lonesome albums, respectively. Fans can trigger the custom emojis by using the hashtags Joanne and Rolling Stones. Twitter says this is the first of one of many surprises Lady Gaga will share on Twitter ahead of the October 27th release date.
Hey, speaking of release dates, new release from Bruno Mars this morning. 24 Karat Magic is what it's called. Take a little early listen from the show. Your friend.
When you first told me that this was new, I said, no, this is, but this is new? Or like 1983 new? This is Straight Sugar Hill Gang.
It really is. It's way old school. Brand new Bruno Mars this morning, 24 Karat Magic. So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket. Keep up. Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking. Keep up. Players only. Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon. So there you go, a little old school throwback from Bruno Mars. And how about this breaking news today? That Coldplay has announced brand new North American dates as of this morning. And ladies and gentlemen, August 15th of 2017, they will be here at Sprint Center.
It's
ready
October
to delight
7th.
Us.
We're October,
yeah,
right?
So they're announcing it pretty late, don't you think?
I'm
serious.
August?
Normally, they announce these things well a year in advance of their concert dates.
August 15th. There you go.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We're now about 20 minutes away from Brian's Face Your Fears Friday. This text from Shaylee, she said, driving from Liberty is ruining my life. And I said, Brian's life is ruined in less than an hour. And she wrote back, is it sad how much joy I'm taking from that?
Oh, that's awful.
I know.
You people are terrible.
I almost feel bad.
What?
Almost. But I don't.
Disgusting and terrible. Awful.
We've been planning this for, I don't know. We've been planning this for a little bit. Longer than we've actually been planning Face Your Fears Friday. Like, this segment was going to happen anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
What? I don't even know what you're talking
about.
This
has been in the works, is what I'm saying. Shaylee and I have been discussing
this
for a
while. Then how could this possibly fit into Face Your Fears Friday?
Well, I can't give away details.
This is all some big scam, isn't it?
Hi.
What is going to happen? Do you realize that I control all this stuff over here? That I can leave, I can turn your mic off.
And that's fine.
We can just go to songs.
We will be Facebook living the video, so please go to the KC1021 Facebook page in the next few minutes. Make sure you give us a like and then get ready to watch the video and you can see it all.
I don't like this. Now I really don't like this.
And the excitement may continue.
There is no excitement. I'm telling you, there's nothing to be excited about here, folks. Nothing to see here. Nothing to do.
Let's discuss again.
Are you
the top fears that you have told us?
Right.
You've said heights.
Yes.
I don't believe, because you rode the Steelhawk at Worlds of Fun. You also said...
Didn't mean that I liked it.
Yesterday when
it just meant that Natalie needed a partner to go on because she doesn't get to ride a lot of things since she has Elliot.
When we talked about fears yesterday with Atticus Schaefer, he said he has arachnophobia. And
oh, yes.
You also agreed that you were terrified of spiders.
Hate them. Don't want to be near them. Don't want to touch them. Don't want to see them.
You've discussed a strange fear of milking cows.
Well, that's of getting my hands dirty. So all farm animals are out. I've told you the story before of mom making me milk that dang cow. And it was bad. And I would rather not touch farm animals if I can.
We are not bringing in a cow to the studio.
Right.
I will assure you of that.
So there's no Bessie waiting out there somewhere?
Okay. You're not milking an animal in any way, shape, or form.
That's good.
You know what? Actually, let me take that back because, well, we'll just see what happens in 20 minutes.
It's not nice to talk about somebody like that, Jen. All right, so now I understand this. I understand that there is going to be a listener component to this as well, because tonight is the gymnastics event at Sprint Center, right?
Yes, and we have to give those tickets away because somebody has to come pick them up today. So if you want to go to the Tour of Gymnastics Champions, get ready because we will have someone playing. And you don't have to do anything. Nothing scary will happen to you.
You'll just be on the phone.
It will merely depend on
Brian's... It's my life getting ruined. You on the phone will be fine.
It will depend on Brian's success or failure with his fear for a contestant to win the tickets. So you will just have to merely stand by and let Brian win for you.
Okay. All right. Can somebody pump me up for this, please?
Shaylee's in the other. Do you need music? Get yourself a good song. Get yourself some pump-up music.
Okay.
Get yourself a little whoomp. There it is. I don't know what you need.
We'll do this. We'll do this in a second. We will. We'll get a little pumped up here. We'll take a break. We'll check traffic. We'll come back. We're less than 20 minutes away now from the Face Your Fears Friday. And
Face Your Fears Friday.
Do you feel it in your gut? Do you feel it?
I feel like my palms, they're clammy. My heart is starting to race. The pit of my stomach is starting to feel those nerves.
Mine actually does too.
Are about to go into some sort of unknown.
The empathy is actually kicking in.
And I'm just really, this is fear. I'm telling you, this is fear. This is the definition of it right here. All right, stand by. The show is back after this on Face Your Fears Friday.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Could not be a more appropriate song.
Good morning.
You better all go to church. Pray that I live through this.
I think you will. I have faith. Shaylee, the millennial, is here.
Mm-hmm.
Time for Face Your Fears Friday. I am so excited.
It's 7:30 on the dot. The time is nigh.
If you have not
Face Your Fears Friday
already liked the KC1021 Facebook page, I would do that now. We will be Facebook Living this entire segment, so feel free to go there now.
Melinda is on the phone. She is our play-along this morning.
Hey, Melinda.
Good morning, Melinda. How are you?
I'm good.
All right.
So you will not have to partake in this in any other way, shape, or form other than Brian's success or failure will earn you prizes this morning.
Oh, perfect.
Exactly. All right, we're waiting for Shaylee to officially bring this in so I can tell you how you'll be participating, Melinda.
Okay.
See?
Okay. What are you talking about, bring this in?
Well, Shaylee's got some things to bring in.
Okay.
Probably a giant tarantula.
Oh, let's hope not, Melinda.
Melinda thinks, would you be scared of that if it were you?
Oh, yeah, but I just heard yesterday on the show that he was like, I'm freaking out about the tarantula.
Yeah.
So.
That would be one of my worst. Yeah, absolutely. Me and Brick Heck, Atticus Schaefer from the middle, both hate tarantulas.
All right.
Whatever they're doing, they're trying to make it in right now. I can tell that they just went live on the Facebook Live. If you want to check this out on the Facebook page, there we go. Ryan, our sales guy, is here. I'm not sure what he's doing here. This is all very confusing to me.
What you're really afraid of that you've mentioned many times is A, touching weird things, and B, eating weird things.
Oh, no.
So we have brought in a tray.
No.
We brought in a little sampler platter.
It smells already. Oh, my.
It smells horrific. I literally had to leave as Shaylee was prepping tray.
Can I just say, I'm not very...
I don't do well with smells.
So some of
these
things...
and so I'm back there trying to, you know, help put this all together, and I have Ryan and Jen both back there going, I can't do it, I can't touch it.
Okay, so here's where Melinda comes into play.
Can I just touch it instead of eat it?
Some things are touchable, and some things are edible. Now, in order for Melinda to win... one prize.
Okay.
You have to eat and or touch one thing.
Oh.
In order for her to win two prizes, you have to eat and or touch two things. And if you can manage five? Shaylee says five.
Okay, fine. I'll do four.
Four of the five. Four, a combination of touching and or eating.
What?
She can win some Tour of Gymnastics tickets for tonight at the Sprint Center.
And she really wants to go.
In addition to some corn maze tickets.
I love you, but I hope you don't want to go see the gymnast.
And other things. So... there are options. You can just reach your hand into those things that are labeled, but you can't see through, and tell us your best guess as to what's
they're
inside.
They're even numbered. Just go ahead and go with the first one.
They're
you
numbered.
Can take a bite, and we'll tell you what those things are that you're going to be eating after you get ready to eat them.
Okay, did I remind you?
No one wants to deal with vomit, and no one wants to deal with the other end.
Do you think that you will vomit? Because honestly, the smell
it's possible.
Earlier.
So I'm going to get the trash can ready.
Go ahead and do that.
Put that right here. This thing right underneath this food. This is awful smelling, by the way.
Let's start easy. Let's start with a touch.
Okay. Shaylee, all right, Melinda, what do you think here? What do you think I can do?
One, two, or five?
One, two, or five. What do you want him to touch?
Two.
Number two. You got to touch number two.
Number two?
Brian, true to just reach a couple fingers in there and... into the Tupperware and take your best guess as to what's inside.
Is it all food or is there anything alive?
I guess we're going to find out.
It is.
Is there anything alive?
Put your hand in there.
Is there anything living?
I cannot tell you that information. This is all being Facebook Live. Go to the KC1021 Facebook page if you'd like to see what Truda is about to stick his hand into.
Last time somebody told me to just put my hand in there.
Just do it. It's fine. Number two.
Oh, God.
Melinda wants you to do this. You got to win for her.
Oh,
you can do it.
Literally, my hands are shaking. I can't. Oh, God.
Tell me, what do you think it is? Just put your hand. Move it a little closer.
Just do it.
What do you think's in there?
It's my hand.
I don't even know what's in that one.
It's going in. I'm so scared. I don't even want to do it, okay?
His hand got about halfway into the container and then immediately pulled out.
It got like some sort of liquid.
There may be liquid.
Even know.
What do you think that is?
I'm just afraid someone's going to bite me.
Nothing will bite you.
There's nothing that's going to bite you just
anymore.
Man up.
Put your hand in.
Stop it, Melinda.
What do you think that is? Reach, go dig.
Oh, it's like.
What is it?
Is it a worm? Is it?
Why don't you open up the.
No!
Open up the lid. Open up the little foil and you can look and see what it is. What's in there, Brian?
Oh, it's gummy worms.
Gummy worms with water to feel realistic.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
So that's
right,
one
Melinda.
Down. That's one down.
She got one.
There you go.
Melinda, pick a number now that he can either eat or reach into.
Two through five.
Three.
Three.
Oh, you get an eating category.
Oh, no. This is...
Which one is three?
Oh,
that... Mm-hmm.
Is it this one here?
It's the one that has three on it.
Do you want me to tell you before or
after? No, after.
This has got to be Fancy Feast, isn't it?
I'm not...
Is this cat food?
I'm not giving you
is
cat
this
food.
Is this cat food?
It is not cat food.
Will you just answer
I
not
promise dog food you it is not.
Is it dog food?
Animal no. food. Is this human for human consumption? I mean, I wouldn't, but some people.
It smells awful.
Yes. You need a bite. Take a bite from Melinda.
I've got to steal my stomach here first before I do this.
Feel free to go to the KC1021 Facebook page. Watch him taste the...
Okay, it's going to...
What does it smell like?
Okay, it's down. It's down. It's down.
Oh, my God.
I'm so proud.
Don't say anything because I want to keep it down.
How about some...
Don't tell me yet because I want...
Okay, okay.
I got to take a drink.
Did you bring in the can so we can technically read the ingredients? Okay. That, my friend, that was gefilte fish. That was kosher. That's totally safe. You can buy that at Hy-Vee.
People eat it. It's fine.
It's gefilte fish. I don't know what's in it. A lot of fish parts and stuff. And
well, the jerk store, Cole. They're running out of you.
Okay. All right.
One more. Melinda, pick a number. He can.
This is for all the big stuff, right? Melinda gets the gymnastics tickets with this?
Touch
or
eat
one
more.
You got to eat four or do four of the five.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Pick another number, Melinda.
And she really wants to go. Don't deprive her of that.
She says number one.
Number one.
You're reaching your hand into another.
Oh, it's another reach my hand in?
Reach your hand into that. It's better than eating.
Trust me, it is.
Probably.
Your hands can be washed. That gefilte fish is coming out in an ugly way.
It's a terrible vision.
Well, I'm just staring at it right now.
No.
Okay.
See, you can't even see it. Just stick your hand in there.
What smells so bad?
That's the one that you have to eat. No, that's the next one over there.
That's
an eating one.
Just don't worry about that. Just go ahead and stick your hand in there.
All right. I'm getting my hand ready here. It's again, my hand is literally shaking. I can't even... All right, we're going in.
This is worse than the gummy worms, I can promise you that.
It's going in. Oh, I don't. We're almost going to say bad things.
What do you think that is?
I have
no
idea.
What does it feel like?
It felt like a shell of something.
Uh-huh, a shellfish of some sort.
I don't know, just a shell of something.
Why don't you open that up and feel it? Open up.
Oh, God. Oh, it's a crawfish. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Or is it an alien?
No, that's...
It looks like something from Independence Day. Oh, that's awful. Oh.
Now you have to eat it. I'm just kidding.
And you don't have to eat that.
Gross.
One more, for the whole shebang. Give him one more. Make him taste the one that's got the fork sticking out.
Okay.
Take a bite of that, and then Melinda can win everything.
Okay.
Please do.
All right. So, well, I mean, this looks like ham.
This is the... Okay. We'll go with that.
Or skin. I don't know.
What do you think
we did?
It
is not human skin.
Why is it...
It smells...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just apologize in advance to anybody who hears that.
Who wants breakfast?
This is awful.
You did say I never bring you breakfast, so...
Just a little bite.
You're welcome.
Maybe going to be rubbery. I don't know.
Again, my hands are shaking. Okay, well, here it goes, Melinda.
This is the one where the smell was so bad in the other room I had to leave because I couldn't be in the same room.
You can do it. You can do it.
I'm just staring at it. I'm like, it's you and me, food. Here we go. It's you and me. And...
Oh, my God, you did it.
Okay, some down,
okay.
Some down.
Okay, I'm gonna give you
that'll
credit because that
will count.
Take everything.
He is downing Dr. Pepper like no one's business.
I did it.
I'm so proud of you. Hey, do you want to just stick your hand in that last one?
No,
just
I don't. Nope.
Do you want to know what that was?
Over.
That was some good old-fashioned pig's feet is what that was.
Gross. Yeah,
that was Jennifer's idea, just for the record.
Well, Melinda, there you go. You're going to the gymnast.
We're going to give you all whatever tickets we have. You're going to get a huge
prize. You're
going to
get
back,
everything.
Including the tour of gymnastics champions tonight at Sprint Center.
What do I get?
A high five.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Glass of water to wash that down.
All right, hang on, Melinda.
Okay.
Those sound effects were a bit graphic.
That was...
Face your fears Friday.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Thanks a lot, ladies.
Do you know what the other one was that you could have chosen to
eat?
All
right, so what was it all? What was it again?
Unwrapped. So you had pig's feet. That was there at the end.
Right.
The gefilte fish.
Right.
There was two more things you were supposed to eat.
What was the last thing that I ate here?
This last one where you gagged? Uh-huh. That was pig's feet.
That was pig's feet.
Yeah.
Right.
You didn't choose the candy. We had candy in there for you.
Oh, of course.
And there was two more really good things that you could have ate, but
we had some whole oysters for you, which I figured may have choked on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks, ladies. Appreciate it. Check out the Facebook Live video. I'm going to go clean my tongue out
now. Is that staying down?
I think so, for the moment.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Shaylee the Millennial in for a Friday morning, the 7th of October.
Mm-hmm.
Monday morning not only starts Britney Spears, but it also starts the show Celebrity Call Contest.
I'm so excited for that.
It is looking for the biggest celebrity that you guys know out there to call the show. And we've already had some hints. Some people have given us like, I'm family members with Chuck Norris. By the way, if Chuck Norris calls the show, it's all over.
That's like, winning.
Done. Win the universe.
Do we get extra points if said celebrity could come in studio?
Well, I think it could be heavily weighted towards that. Of course, we'll put it all to a vote at the end.
Okay.
We'll take all the big celebrities that call. And you know what? There's Chiefs and Royals players.
Mm-hmm.
There are local celebrities as well. Don't think that anyone is, you know, off target because, I mean, it's all open. For the next 2 weeks, starting on Monday, you get the celebrity that you know to call the show. And you could win a kitchen appliance set worth over $1,200 from KitchenAid. And it's all pretty pink, too, for the color of October to Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Who's the biggest celebrity that you would still want to meet? Or
but I would still, well, I mean, you know, I think Chuck Norris would be amazing. That'd be awesome. So, what is Jen doing out here?
I don't know, but I'm terrified.
She thinks that Face Your Fears Friday isn't over, does she?
Face Your Fears Friday.
What on earth
is this? So, we have
this?
A little surprise for you, Shaylee.
No.
Earlier today,
okay,
oh my gosh,
like,
what the heck is
what
that?
What in the world is
it
this?
It is a big, tall, furry.
No.
Is that a gorilla?
I don't know what it is, but I don't. Can I move my mic?
Bunny outfit? Oh my goodness. It's Bigfoot. Is it Bigfoot? Is it? Sasquatch, there you go. Jen, can you explain what has happened here?
So my anxiety was for something actually real.
Well, that was real. That was legit. These guys, you know, out in Bonner Springs, we've got our friend Jeff, who runs the Trail of Terror.
Yes.
I think these are some friends you might see out there.
The Exile Trail of Terror,
which, by the way, opens up today, right? This is their first day in business, so we're ready for a nice Halloween scare.
It is the only attraction
of its kind in the Kansas City area, the outside haunted house. And Shaylee, right now, you are...
I don't like this.
So let's explain that in addition to clowns, you also don't like people in outfits, right?
Does that feel uncomfortably close to you?
Yes, it does.
And they keep crowding her.
I can't even get away with my headphones.
Shaylee, they're not even doing anything.
I don't care. They're getting closer.
It's a dude and it's a bunny. It's a pink, happy, cute
bunny.
Oh, look
at his creepy wave towards you. He says... Hello, Shaylee.
Can we not? I don't like this.
Would you like to come give me a
hug?
No,
that's a friendly handshake that he's doing.
It sure is. He's just extending a hand to you. Just take his hand.
No.
Oh, the bunny has started to growl.
What is?
The Haunted Trail.
The Haunted Trail.
Right, there we go.
Open. What time?
I didn't know bunnies
growl. What are the hours this weekend?
We open at 7.
Okay.
So.
Just from 7 o'clock on? And they have a great Facebook page, by the way. You can check that out. Jeff was in here a couple weeks ago to tell us about it. And it is about, what, about a mile-long track through the woods? Is that right?
It is actually 1.1 miles.
Okay. All right, cool.
Wow.
Awesome.
It's a decent haunted trail.
It is an awesome outdoor haunted attraction.
I'm so mad at you. I can't even look at you.
You bet.
I think that adds a creep factor. And see, now Craig Glacier just walked
by. Your fears Friday.
Everything just increased. The scary factor just
like
went up
this.
By 1,000.
What did I do wrong
today? How are you feeling, Shaylee?
I can't get away, and I'm stuck because of my headphones, and I'm already in a corner. I'm feeling very uncomfortable, and I'm very mad.
She doesn't like clowns. She doesn't like people dressed up either, and this is perfect. This is great.
This
and they have you
great.
Blocked. The door is blocked. You can't get out.
I don't trust
you
Jen
are,
ever again.
And you thought... that I was
Stay
bad.
There.
She is like really, really nervous.
I really would
she
like
won't
it.
Turn her head and look at
no,
them.
No, no. I am so mad at Jen right now. We were team girls, and no, you're on an island by yourself. I'm over it.
Oh,
yeah,
that
there
is
was
perfect.
A video of her.
Yeah, there was a yep. video last week where I was terrified. Thanks, guys.
All right, everybody, check out Exiled Trail of Terrors. It is open as of today in Bonner Springs, and we thank these guys for coming in. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, great. Thanks.
Shayla, do you think you could walk him out, maybe?
Yeah, come on, Shayla. Just give him a hug. Look,
no!
He wants a hug.
No!
He wants a
no,
hug.
No, absolutely not.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
Face your fears Friday.
I'll write you a check of some amount. What would it take?
15
what
cents?
What would it take to get you to hug him? How much money would it take?
No.
Let's take a break, but right now I'll put
$20.
I'll put in $20.
$20.
Too. That's $40.
Mm-mm. You won't hug him for $40.
Right?
$75 to hug him right now.
We'll buy you lunch for a whole week. That's got to be a value worth
Starbucks.
I mean, at least $100
in the morning
here.
And lunch to hug him.
Oh. I mean,
and this has to be a full 20-second hug. 20 seconds.
Can I think about it?
No. Right now, go. You got 5 seconds to decide if you're doing this. Coffee
right.
every morning from Starbucks
right.
and lunch every day for a week. Can Shaylee hug him for 20 seconds? You've got 5 seconds.
20 seconds?
To 20
that's
second
a long
hug.
Hug.
It's a 20 second hug.
It's an embrace.
Yeah.
No,
it's
yep.
love.
No, no.
Five.
No, there was a hug.
Four.
I can't. Not
three,
for 20 seconds. I can't do that.
10 seconds. Hug him for 10
Make it
seconds.
Seven.
Everyone is commenting on
Make
Facebook Live right now saying, come on, Shaylee.
Just do it. Do it.
A solid 7 seconds,
ten,
full
seven,
wrap
seven
around
seconds.
Of both arms.
7
yep.
seconds.
Yes, 7 seconds. Come on, Shaylee. Everybody's encouraging you on Facebook Live. Do it. Do it. Look. A
Look,
sweet,
he's
helpful
just a
bunny
little,
will guide your path.
Right. He's just a loving little Sasquatch.
Shaylee.
Okay. I'm going to do it.
She's reaching.
I'm like
just
freaking
let
out
him
right
wrap
now.
His sweet, loving arms around
no,
you.
I don't
You're
right.
getting thumbs up on Facebook. Come on. You got to do this. Come on, Shaylee. Let him hug you.
Wait, do I have to go over there?
Well, how is he going to hug
go,
you otherwise?
Let him embrace you. Shaylee. Oh, the
Shaylee.
Facebook is going insane.
Shaylee.
You have to do this.
Come on, do
People
it.
People are losing
do
their
it.
Minds.
Do it.
Shaylee.
Do it.
Come on.
I don't know what's in there. That's what's so scary.
Someone said just don't kiss him. Just let him wrap his arms around you. Let him wrap his
Wait,
arms
do
around
I
you.
Have to...
We'll
no,
buy you dessert if
wrap
you do
his
kiss
arms
him,
around
though.
You. Come on. Coffee. Aww.
Okay,
oh,
okay, there
is
it is.
Sweet. This is
one,
no, this is not
this
sweet.
Is two.
Oh my God.
No. This is loving.
Three,
how, is it like 7 seconds?
Four.
Oh my God.
Five.
Can we not?
Six. Seven.
This is
okay.
Oh!
You did it! That was seven.
Oh.
Nice.
I hate you all. I really don't like you. You just got yourself lunch for a week.
Dude, what's
Truda.
Better than that?
And coffee. Don't you forget that.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Ever since I was a kid, Sunday nights were always America's Funniest Video Nights.
And you never got tired of it.
No.
Same thing. You could, a good kick to the junk, everybody.
And how
funny.
Much did I always want to send in a video? Because we took videos of everything in our family.
Right. I'm actually surprised you never did. I can
I
see
too.
You.
I know, right?
Begging
that's
your
good.
Mom.
That's like purely a Goldberg's thing.
Yeah.
You know, you would think that he would have had something that he sent in and won from America's Funniest Videos.
Exactly.
Well, we've got the new latest host of AFV is calling into the show here this morning, Jen. Shaylee?
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Hey, I think he's here on the line. Hey, good morning, Alfonso.
Good, how are you?
Great.
We're very well. We're very excited because we grew up with Silver Spoons. We're huge Dancing with the Stars fans.
Yes, sir.
We love Unwrapped. We love America's Funniest Home Videos. You're pretty much everyone we love.
Well, thank you.
It doesn't get any better than that, does it? I mean, come on.
I mean, where do we go from here in our relationship? Okay, you know.
I feel like you should just move to Kansas City and hang out with us every day.
Well, I know a lot of great people in Kansas City, so it's good stuff.
Yeah. Do you have friends or family out this way?
I have friends. I have friends that are there. Joe Carter, Major League Baseball player, played for Toronto.
Uh-huh.
He lives there in Kansas City, and I do the American Century golf tournament every year, so obviously American Century is there in Kansas City, and
sure.
So I've got some friends from the tournament that are there, and one is this wonderful woman named Martha Miller. We call her Boom Boom, and she's no longer with American Century, but we miss her up there, and so if she's listening right now, Boom Boom, we love you and miss you.
I'm not going to ask the origins of Boom Boom. We'll just let that be a secret. But
it's trust me, it's not like it's nothing bad. It's just that was the name because I guess she got it done.
Nice. We like that. So we're big Dancing with the Stars fans here on the show, to take a turn for 1 second. And we have a draft. Every person on the show here drafted a current participant in the show. And okay. Mine was Vanilla Ice. And I got voted off last week. And so I have to recreate the dance that he did. Can you give us some tips for being on the show? You, of course, very big with Whitney there on the program. How was that experience for you?
Well, you know, it's physically the toughest show and toughest job I've ever done. I mean, we rehearse between, 4 and 5 hours every day.
Oof.
And so, 6 days a week, and then the seventh day is your performance day, which is crazy because that's the day that actually you get most of the day off, so it's great. But it's a lot of work. You're putting in a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of focus, but it's truly one of the most rewarding shows ever. I still love it and still miss it and wish at times I could, go back and do it again and get on it again, because it's just so much fun.
And you got yourself hurt there for a little while, so it is pretty grueling and taxing physically on your body.
No question. The week two, I hurt my big toe on my right foot.
Ooh.
And I jammed it. And I knew from that day forward that I was going to basically be dealing with injury the whole time. Because once you hurt your foot, then your gait is off the entire time. So once that's off, then you start hurting I hurt my ankle, and then I hurt my knee, and then I hurt my groin, and then I hurt my back. And it just went right up my leg.
Yeah.
And, it is what it is. But Will Smith used to say this all the time to us. He goes, if being great was easy, everybody would be great. So I accept that kind of hard work, especially when it's something that you love and want to do.
Well, and speaking of Will Smith, I was just reading about you talking about Donald Trump guest starring on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and I don't remember him being on there, but he was on an episode with you.
Yeah, he was. He was.
Yeah.
And we'll leave it in
that. And we're so far away from that now that, okay.
We'll leave it at that. I am on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yes.
Which means I've got to be universal and politically right down the middle, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Which is a very funny show. I was watching it last week, and there's like a 3-year-old girl who trapped her brother in a laundry basket. And for some reason, I laughed for 20 minutes
totally
on that.
Trapped him, and a guy, set like food inside for him to go,
she lured him.
Yep. Completely diabolical.
But you know what? That show proves that getting shot in the cojones, it will never not be funny.
Balls.
It will always be funny.
Yes.
And you'll always have a place for it on TV.
Absolutely right.
Well, thank you for taking some time. I know they got you moving along, but thank you so much. And we're going to be watching AFV on Sunday nights on ABC.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Take care, bud. Have a good one.
Bye.
We're up to no good. Started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight, and my mom got scared. I said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle to Bel-Air.
A big Shaylee, can you sing every word? Uh-huh. Any Gen Xer can.
Can I hear you really? I watch it at night.
Okay.
You watch
it's
it at night?
It's on Nick at night.
It is.
It's on Nick at night? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Donna Reed used to be on Nick at Night.
Who's
now
that?
It's Fresh Print. Oh, okay.
Well, all right. Well, let's take it from the top
seriously.
Here.
Is Shaylee doing this wrong?
Wait, no, there's no helium.
Story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
Gotta do the little dance, too.
I don't remember Will Smith ever doing that.
He's got a dance after
him
now.
Can you do the Carlton?
No, I can't. I've tried, though. Don't think I haven't.
Yeah.
That Molly Ringwald.
Where's the Facebook Live on that, by the way?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Oh, so a little bit earlier on the program. Oh, it's like...
What is it?
Is it a worm? Is it?
Why don't you open up the open up the lid. Open up the foil and you can look and see what it is.
It's gummy worms.
Taste your fears Friday.
Thanks a lot,
with a
guys.
Little bit of water for some gooiness.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
So it was Face Your Fears Friday on the show.
You did manage to stomach some pig's feet.
I did.
What was worse, the gefilte fish or the pig's feet?
The pig's feet for sure.
Really?
Yeah, because it had a smell.
Oh,
now, I've like eaten dog treats before, so I kind of knew what expect.
On purpose?
Well, when I was a kid, that we got those snossages, you know, and we kept giving those to our dog, and I'm like, man, it just looks so... It just looks so good. Like, I should just try one of these one time because it looks like it's wrapped
like
in a
week?
Cool little bacon thing, and I just wanted to try it. So
again and again.
I tried a sausage.
whole thing?
I probably ate half of it. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was rather dry. So.
But this morning you faced your fear. Dog. You felt some gross things. You ate some gross things.
I did.
We're so proud of you.
Yeah.
You won somebody some tickets by doing that.
Melinda, I hope you have a great time at the gymnastics event tonight.
You're welcome for the added pressure.
Yeah, right? All right, before we get out of here, do I need to recreate this waltz?
Mm-hmm. Viennese waltz, as right? performed by Vanilla Ice on Dancing with the Stars. He was eliminated, which means Truda, who had him in the draft, now recreates the
because
dance.
I lost in the draft, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got his performance up here.
Okay.
Waltz isn't too terrible.
Give
bad.
Give you something to follow along
right?
with.
Right, it's just a 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sounds
sort
simple.
Of thing.
I love that it's to clown music, so Shaylee has the... Now he's dancing. It would look better if you had a partner, but this seems okay.
No, I said that all through high school.
I have no idea what's happening.
Do not vomit up the gefilte fish.
You oh, do aim towards that. Jen.
He's still doing, if you can imagine, Shaylee
you
is
look like you're ice
this.
Capade. You're doing the ice capade.
He does look a little fruity.
Oh, that,
ice skating.
What?
I don't know what that was, but I feel like that was
butts are funny.
His recreation of the Viennese waltz.
That was awesome.
Ooh.
All right, then.
That was something.
Well, does that do it?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna call that good for that draft loss.
Oh, thank you.
I don't even know what just happened. I don't even know what I just watched.
Starting Monday on the show.
Ooh, this is going to be fun. 6 degrees of the show. So we've been having you get in touch with your connections. Maybe you know a Royals player. Maybe you grew up with an actor who turned big. Get your celebrity to call in starting Monday. They have to call in during the morning show. Give us a heads up so you get credit for it. The person who gets the biggest celebrity to call in is going to win $1,200 worth of KitchenAid appliances.
That are pink.
They
and
are pink.
Alfonso Ribeiro, we talked to him about 20 minutes ago, and he said that he's got plenty of friends here. So
see, maybe you know Alfonso Ribeiro. You get him to call into the show.
Right. Maybe one of those guys can pick up the appliances.
There you go.
Anybody who's friends with, I don't know.
Rob Riggle.
Chuck Norris.
Eric Stonestreet.
We got that
Street.
Out there earlier.
Yep. I have been
Paul
getting
Rudd.
Some emails of people that are
nice.
Reaching out. So we'll see if they can make it happen.
All right. Well, the contest is on. It starts Monday. It goes for 2 weeks.
Yep.
2 weeks, 10 days of the show. Whomever comes in with the biggest celebrity is going to take away the appliances.
Just get them to call in. All we need is 2 minutes. We will verify that that is, in fact, that celebrity. And... we'll crown the winner after 2 weeks.
Well, that might be a hard job, but at least we'll talk to him. It'll be funny that way.
Yeah, either way.
Also, we unveiled it this morning. Britney Spears in Las Vegas. KC-102-1 is sending you there.
Start Monday at 7:30. What is the other time?
7:30, 11:30, 4:30.
There you go. Be listening then. You could win a flyaway to see Britney Spears in Vegas.
Sweet. How'd you feel about your Face Your Fears Friday, Shaylee?
I'm still terrified, Shaylee, but I feel a lot better knowing that I have lunch for the next week.
She's scared of mascots. We brought in some creepy dudes.
Do you think it's over?
Is it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
it probably
I've been anxious
is.
All morning.
It's Friday for a long time from now, so.
This is so rude.
All right, girls, have a good weekend. And
bye.
You too, Kansas City. We will see you Monday for Brittany and 6 degrees of the show. And no more Face Your Fears Friday.
Pig's feet?
No.
Gefilte fish.
Watch out, open up the...
No!
Open up the lid.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.